Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, snacks, news we didn't do, and kangaroos. All coming up right after this.
Following the huge success of the dramatic story of the Great American Spelling Contest, Aquila and the Bee, Bob and Tom Productions is proud to present a movie that will touch your heart.
Dipsy, dipsy, doo-doo.
Uh-oh. Wonder what he wants.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, Ossifer.
It's a movie about the power of determination.
Do you know why I pulled you over this evening?
No. Don't you know?
Sir, please step out of the car. Huh? It would appear that you're highly inebriated. I want you to try and say the alphabet.
No problem, Chief.
A, B, C, D, E, G, F, H, G. No, hold on. I forgot the Q, didn't I? Is there a Q in margarita? Can I have a different question, Alex?
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Phil Mondor.
All right, Mr. Mondor. I'm writing you a ticket. Now, Mondor, can you please spell that?
I don't know, Barney. Can you use it in a sentence for me?
Oh, okay. How about this one? Phil Mondor's going to jail.
Hey, chill out, G-Man.
I'll spell it for you. It's easy. Phil Mondor. P-H-L-I-D. No, hang on a minute.
It's Tequila and the Bee.
All right, Mr. Mondor, you have the right to remain silent.
Whoa, wait a minute. Why am I going to jail?
Look, I'll spell it out for you. D-U-I.
Guess I'm S-O-L?
Yeah, it looks like you better pick up some K-Y.
Movie critics Siskel and Roper give it two fingers touching your nose. Rex Reed calls Tequila and the Bee the Feeling No Pain movie of the year. Don't miss Tequila and the Bee, only from Bob and Tom Productions.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi, everybody.
Jeff Oskey in the performance room for Pat Godwin.
Chicky.
Hey, man. Jess Hooker here for Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hi. Yeah.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee. Now, here's my buddy, Tom.
Oh, and Chick, destroying.
6-0
for the NFL playoffs so far.
Yep. I mean,
that's very impressive.
Stunning? No, just as expected.
As promised, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Last year, Tom discovered canned cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an empty can of Cheese Whiz is called?
No.
Cheese Whiz.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Very contemporary.
I like the term Cheese Whiz. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And Cheese Whiz, that isn't the one that's in the squirter can? A squirter bottle?
Yeah, they do have a jar, too.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've never had that.
One of the most Wisconsin guys I've ever known in my life, he loved the canned cheese. He loved it.
Really?
He would have rather had that than fresh cheese. It
really?
Was amazing. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to each their
I don't
own.
Know what they put
it's
in.
It's good to fill a Kong ball.
That's what they say. It's good for dogs, for Kong.
It's good to watch.
Freeze it. Put it in a Kong ball, freeze it, and then give it to your dog.
What you do, Willie, is you get a bowl of Fritos.
Yeah.
And you take your squeeze cheese and you squirt it in your mouth. Then you throw your Fritos in on top of the cheese. And then you watch the next play.
Yeah.
And then when that play's over, you do the same process again.
I like that.
Tell me about the mouthfeel of that.
It's cheesy and salty.
And is there sort of a cereal element where you want the cereal in before the milk? melt.
Kind of,
Do you want the cheese in before or after?
It's a very delicate balance on how you want cheese and how you want Fritos.
This is an interesting topic we've never discussed.
This is sort of like those people who do those shots where they're at the bar and they lean back and
they mix the shot in your mouth and shake. Yeah,
there you go.
We have never discussed chicks' football snacks. What do you watch during a football game?
I don't know. I've been, you know me, and I'm a weird person. You guys, I don't need to tell you this.
Yeah.
But lately, as they would say at the farm, I've been off my feed. I have not.
You're off your feed?
I have not had an appetite for about 4 days, so I don't know what's going on. I've lost about 8 pounds, so I'm not sure what's going on right now, but it's kind of...
All right, normally, when you watch football.
I can't, well, I'll order something, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had a great flank steak sandwich yesterday.
You got the sandwich,
I
finally.
Did. It's amazing.
Not
it
bad,
great.
Right?
It's really good. Yeah.
I got that yesterday, too.
I look to Willie for my snacks.
Do
he's,
you?
He's doing stuff in snacks that I've only dreamed of.
Jess Hooker's made fun of me for this before because we talked about what snacks I like to eat, and it turns out that the snacks I like to eat are full meals.
They're not snacks
at all. Yeah, sandwich isn't a snack.
I like to get the whole thing in there. If I'm going to eat, man, I'm going to eat.
That's true.
Yeah, he has this mental process where he determines if it's a snack or a meal. It is not based on the amount of food that he is taking in.
Is it the time of day?
The time of day. Yeah.
Or is it like during a football game? That's a snack. That's not a meal. You would never eat a meal during a football game.
Yeah, for me, a meal is like when I have to be in front of people, we're together, and I'm
sitting
have to
at
mindful.
A table.
Yes.
And is it there a drink involved? If there's a drink involved, that's a meal or not a meal? Don't you take that into consideration?
You know, and the thing is, I have no integrity. It changes every day. I can't even tell you what my rules are anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's time now for our new feature.
Okay.
Kind of a new feature, because we do have an intro from last time we did this, which was many years ago, as will be revealed when you hear the voice.
Oh, okay.
On the intro, and here it is.
Time now for news that we decided not to do.
Fibs.
Wow.
Yeah. News we decided not to do. Now, Mr. Oscar, you have a regular feature on Fridays on this show called...
News We Failed to Mention.
Okay, news we failed to mention. These are news stories that came across, and I thought, well, these aren't going to be...
Can I give an example of what I do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, real quick. We give you the news. We don't give you all the news, so I'm going to give you the news we failed to mention.
He added a tie.
The Jamaican government has launched a new Weed is Great campaign. What you failed to mention, they're hoping if you get high enough while you're there, you won't notice all the poverty on your drive to and from the resort.
Okay.
Jeff, that tie actually matches. It looks nice.
Thank you. Oh, that does look nice.
So here, I'm just going to, at random, grab a folder of news stories I chose not to do.
Okay.
Okay, here's one of them, just at random. Brothels across Nevada reopened for business and casino capacity on the Las Vegas Strip. This is during the first era of the coronavirus. All businesses are expected to be reopened by June 1st. I just thought, you know, we're tired of corona.
Right.
I guess the hookers are going to be content with just the clap and not getting COVID-19. Yeah,
they draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the 14th of June. This is an odd story. Australian researcher discovers why only two of this creature's four penis heads become erect at one time. I just thought it was
creature?
The male Enchidna. I've
what?
Never even heard of it. It's just some.
Was it like some
is it like an amoeba or a cell or something?
Invertebrate or something?
Yeah, it's some weird. I thought this is. I mean, if it were a kangaroo with.
Wait a minute. How many are erect at one time?
Two out of four.
Two.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, that's 50%. That's not
bad. Yeah.
How many women are you trying to satisfy?
Whatever this critter is, it's going off half cock. Yeah. But again, we chose not to do that story. Okay.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the Internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the Internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Next role with Vernon Davis. The transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys. People always ask, how did you make it to the NFL? How did you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next Role isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next Role with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Sure. These are stories we chose not to do. Well, we could talk about. Here we go. This is the world's largest soap bubble net. Two men in Ohio broke their own Guinness World Record for the largest soap bubble net.
Well, I'm surprised we didn't do this.
Yeah,
it's a world record.
Yeah, they used that sounds like our bread and butter.
A 75-foot wide net to catch a gigantic bubble. I don't even
did
get it.
Did the bubble have to be a certain size as well?
The record for the largest soap bubble was set by these guys in 2019. They produced a bubble that was 10.33 square meters. That's 111 square feet.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think a soap bubble net is what makes the soap bubble because it has to, you can't just do one big circle. When they make them that big, there's two separate.
You dunk it in the soap and then you whip it around.
And then that's the net, yeah.
You know, like when you were a kid, you put that little ring in the
You don't have to catch a soap bubble?
Yeah, I saw a guy do the thing where he was inside the bubble.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Put the rope around his feet, and that was pretty cool, but I didn't get this one.
I love bubbles. Cool.
Big
fan.
Like bubbles?
I love bubbles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Speaking of bubbles, from the Orlando Sun-Sentinel, a man's bid to float from Florida to New York in a giant bubble is cut short.
How far did he get?
Wait a minute. Where was Florida to New York?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, in a giant bubble. Mm-hmm. The Orlando Sun-Sentinel.
Jacksonville?
Riza Baluchi was trying to run across the ocean using a cylindrical contraption.
Kind of like a hamster bubble?
Yeah. He calls it a hydropod. Right. You've seen these. It's like a giant hamster wheel.
That sounds fun, actually. I mean,
hamster ball.
A concerned citizen reported that the vessel had washed ashore. They found the 49-year-old uninjured.
Where did it wash ashore? Does it say?
That's what you were going to say.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to end that way. Yeah.
This was not Mr. Baluchi's first time trying to set sail in Atlantic waters in a flotation device in 2014. The Coast Guard had to rescue him while he was trying to reach Bermuda from Florida.
Mm.
By the way, for those of you not really familiar with those waters, Bermuda is way, way out there.
That's why there's the Bermuda Triangle,
People don't come back.
Yeah. Nassau's, whatever, what's Nassau, 90 miles or something? I don't know.
Yeah, and
Bermuda's way the hell out there.
I get that this guy wants to follow his dreams, but once you get rescued by the Coast Guard once, there should be an expression, get rescued by the Coast Guard once, that's fine.
My fault. Yeah.
Rescued twice, shame on you. No rescue this time.
No, or you get charged.
Yes.
Well,
no taxpayer dollars for you, my friend.
It would have to be incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Inside a giant plastic bubble, and you have to be jogging to make it rotate.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume it has some kind of flanges on the outside so that it's.
But if it's
forward.
An airtight bubble, how would you breathe?
If you put holes in it, you would drown, wouldn't you?
Well, then you'd be in a sort of giant condom as you sank to the.
I don't know. I always think, what happened to you as a kid? Like, where did it go wrong that this is where we've arrived?
This is my life stream. Yeah. I'll teach him.
Yeah.
Take my bubbles away from me. I hate you, Mom. Oh, sorry. My fault.
Okay, here we go. I chose not to do this one. Cook your food inside your own brick.
Okay.
A new product called Bricknick cooks food inside a hollowed-out brick.
Well, that's like stoneware. They have stoneware like that. Yeah, like the clay pots that you cook in.
You've gone to those sushi places where they cook stuff on a hot lava rock or hot rock or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of a novelty, though.
Yeah, the meat is like two bites.
It's Christie-sized.
Yeah, feeds me, but that's about it.
The so-called build-and-eat concept calls for loading the two-part clay bricks up with food and
time out. Is this like a brick oven?
Yeah, it's just like a clay pot that they make.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's a brick with a big hole in it, and you put them together. And
well, how big a brick, how big a hole?
I don't know.
It's always the question, isn't it?
That's exactly right. What size hole am I working with? You got to check it out, man.
When this be easier.
Sometimes it's too big, Tom. You know that.
Some foil. Yeah, okay. Well.
You don't want the hole to be too big.
Are we out of current news?
We have plenty of news. I don't know what I've done to piss you off today.
I wanted to challenge Jeff over there.
I don't know what the challenge is. Am I supposed to think of something funny for these horrible stories?
I mean, I know you've probably crapped a brick. I don't know if you ever cooked in one.
Yes.
That would have been much funnier could I have used the real word.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Chip. There seems to be a staff uprising.
Now you see why I chose not to do these stories.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what have you got over there in sports?
Me?
I thought we ran out of sports.
I thought we were done with sports. I thought we were going to the news.
Did I do something wrong, Mr. Griswold? Did you're not wanting to do news today?
No, I wanted to just show you how the inner workings of this show.
4 kilos of methamphetamine were discovered by customs in an old oil painting. What you failed to mention, the painting was a Van Gogh self-portrait. What tipped off authorities was instead of missing his ear, he was missing all of his teeth.
No!
All of his teeth. Meth.
You see.
Got it.
Okay, how about this one? Then we'll be done. You can now buy a sex toy that is also a safe to hide your valuables and keep them away from thieves during a break-in.
Well, that's one place they wouldn't look, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, that's the logic. Mm. I didn't follow that.
Like you're going to go into somebody's house you're robbing and play with their sex toys?
I'm not going to play with them. I'm just going to smell them.
Hey.
Yeah. Read the stories. This is what I do.
Oh, God.
Now I know why we didn't do that.
That's actually a smart idea.
Well, you can buy it. It's called the,
what's it called?
Sorry. The Auto Blow Decoy Safe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so it's more for a guy.
You know,
it's
Tony,
not.
I think Carmela Soprano had a fake Campbell's soup can that she kept ready cash in. And
yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
So you can't have a hollowed out dill and just put it in there?
I mean, you can. I'm not sure if they have a
roll up the money real tight. You know, slide it in where the batteries go.
Christy, I know you didn't mean to treat a dildo like it was very casual, but a hollowed out dill, that term.
Christy, we had a guy at summer camp called Dylan that we called hollowed out dill. Man, he was a fun guy to hang out with.
So you could call it, you'd have to have a slogan, a great place to hide your wad.
Yeah.
So I chose not to do that story.
Well, I don't know why. That seems like something right up our alley.
Well, I've got a 1 out of 5 hit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll move on. Here's another one I chose not to do.
Christy, what's going on?
No, I'm going to wait.
Have you ever heard of something called the winter vagina? Have you heard of this?
It looks like snow tires.
No.
You got to put chains on it?
Is that the frigid lady next door? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
That's good.
This is one of those things that in the New York Post.
Because it dries out because it's dry outside?
It's dry skin and chapped lips.
What?
Lips?
Dry skin and chapped lips become
lips,
more of a problem in the winter.
Sure.
Right.
Leaving us ladies. She means we are reaching for the hand cream and lip balm.
Uh-huh.
And this affects all parts of the body, including your private parts.
I've never had this problem.
According to Mary Burke.
Mary's a liar.
You don't rub a little Burt's Bees down there?
Raspberry flavor? Yeah.
Mary is a liar.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That doesn't happen.
Did you ever get snowballs? Very similar. Okay. Christy Lee at the news desk, what have you got?
Jake, if you hate kangaroos, you're going to hate this story.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What
an Alabama
done now?
Man
they
is
probably,
asked.
They heard him probably, I bet, didn't they? They hurt this guy.
Well, an Alabama man is asking neighbors in Coleman County to be on the lookout for his lost kangaroo. K-O-C-O.
We're, oh, Coco?
Coco.
Coco.
We're all the news is covered in chocolate.
Oh, it's a TV station.
K-O-C-O.
Oh,
yeah.
K-O-C-O. Oh, God.
Reports that Eli Morton's two-year-old kangaroo named...
Yeah.
Love this name. Jackie Legs.
Jackie Legs. Hey, Tom, Jackie Legs got loose.
Doesn't Jackie Legs sound like a drug dealer
on
some cop show?
Yeah. I can't possibly get what you need. You know that's what you need. Jackie Legs.
That's right.
What
you
need. It sounds like if they're doing a documentary about like a stuntman. Worked for Clint Eastwood. Worked for John Wayne. Jackie Legs.
The legendary Jackie Legs.
Apparently Jackie Legs escaped from his property where he raises longhorn cattle and this gets better. Tortoises.
Of course he does.
Sure.
What the hell?
All right. Morton said he will try to lure Jackie back home with its favorite treats.
Oh, let me guess. Papayas.
Nope.
Is it a fruit? Is it a food?
Yes, a food and a beverage.
Oh, a beverage. Oh, like a Diet Pepsi. He likes Diet Pepsi. Jackie Legs likes Diet Pepsi.
Is it like Little Debbie's and Gatorade or something?
No, but you're closer. Jeff, you want to guess?
No.
Okay, thanks for playing. What is it?
Well, I think he's seen it. Cheese puffs and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Jackie Legs likes his PBR.
Are you ready for this, Tom? I figured he would have gone for a beer that was a bit hoppier.
Uh-oh.
Where's this? Thanks for the rim shot, Tom.
Well, when I read this, cheese puffs and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, that sounds like a good weekend with Chick McGee in Fort Wayne.
Okay. Everybody knows I love the grapes.
No, that was Gary, Indiana, where the cheese puffs were.
Yeah, that's true.
It was grapes.
That's how I kept it straight.
Saying, in Alabama, a loose kangaroo, I'm hearing the following.
Ouch. Oh, poor Jackie Legs. What did he do to you?
Hey,
Jackie
why is that
Legs.
Deer standing up so far?
Oh.
Jackie Legs is down.
I think if Josh were here, he would remind us that Chad Daniels calls kangaroos.
Oh, that's right. Tyrannosaurus deer.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.